إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد أرحب بكم جميعا I welcome all of you. Continue our classes tonight. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to continue talking about this very important matter, which is the marriage. خاصة المشاكل الزوجية الأسباب والعلاج. The marital discord and the problems that take place between spouses. What led to that? And what is the cure? What leads to these problems? And what is the cure? This is part number 3, if I'm not mistaken. So, a brief summary about what we have covered in the past 2 classes. Of course, we highlighted the importance of the family in Islam. This beautiful religion of Islam gave a great importance to the family. That was because the family is the brick in the construction, in the structure of the society. If the family is sound, productive, that will reflect in a good ways on society at whole. Along with that, it will benefit the members of the family as well. So therefore you find, alhamdulillah, we have all the tools in Islam to start a good family. From the choices, remember we talked even about the choices, that some people, their problems start before even they move together. Before the marriage contract. Because the choices were not made the right way. People did not make the right choice. And we cover that point because you find the man and the woman, of course the woman with the help and assistance of her wali, her guardian, they do not pay attention to the advice of the Prophet ﷺ. What the man should look for and what the woman or precisely her guardian should look for. And you find they sit for themselves other things, other than what the Prophet ﷺ advised both parties. And for instance, you find the man just looking for something, regardless the woman, she is in a deen or not, regardless she practices or not. Why? Because he himself, he already put in his mind something else. And that's what he's looking for. Likewise, the guardians of the woman, just looking for other things, money, wealth. This man is a businessman, he has money, he has I don't know what. The last thing that be on the mind of the guardian is the deen, to ask this man, really, is he practicing Islam correctly? Does he fear Allah? Because if he doesn't fear Allah and does not fulfill Allah's obligation, how are he going to fulfill the woman's obligation? And that was the last point, by the way, that highlight the importance of this matter. And some guardians, they really cheat the women. Because they don't do their job right. And that woman, she may be a righteous, nice sister, hoping for a brother who will. Of course, beside the fact that to do what he has to do as a man, to maintain the household, as that's another point we're going to deal with later on. Okay, so but now she's looking for more than that. She's looking for a man who will be caring, nice, kind, patient. And these are the characteristics of a man, by the way. The man be patient. Because we have the best example in the Prophet ﷺ. How was he with his wives? Kind, gentle, patient, how he handled his affairs. Allah tells us in the Quran. And also, the Prophet ﷺ, we have many narrations in Bukhari and Muslim about things that took place in the household of the Prophet ﷺ himself. But how he dealt with those matters. The jealousy of women, this and that, here and there. Na'am. So that's what the woman she's looking for. She's looking for a man that doesn't be like her, sensitive, emotional. The women, they be emotional because, subhanAllah, they change. And she's pregnant, that changed everything about her life. When her menses comes, changed many things about them. But that's why that women, they start acting sometimes in certain way. They're nice, she's a nice sister. But when her menses come, change her, the way she think, the way her attitude, when she's pregnant. So, what about the man? Is he going through some stuff too, or what? No, the man has to be the patient one. Okay? He has to be patient, be stable, be calm, and deal with these matters in a way that will keep the family together. Look at the consequences. Some men, he don't care about the consequences. He say whatever he want to say. He does whatever he want to do. And he ruin his family. Now he's like, Wahi, can you do something for me? Yeah, we will do something, inshallah, by Allah's help and assistance. But we want us as men, those amongst us who are married, and those who are not married yet, learn. Don't fall into the mistakes of others. Learn from others. And we bring in this because this is very important for us, as once again, this is about the family. If the husband and the wife, they are happy, everybody is going to be happy, inshallah. It's going to reflect on their children, on the neighborhood, on the family members, on the community. They're happy. But husband and a wife, that they go on through it every day, they have nothing to present for the community. Nothing. No benefits. They go on through it every day. Fights, chaos, and this and that. They don't. They can't help. And what about the children that grow up in such environments? Can you imagine? So it's very important for us to pay attention to these things. We're human. We're not perfect. Okay? But inshallah, we try to pay attention to these classes and we correct our mistakes. No, alhamdulillah, that's a virtue actually. You know, that's a good thing for a man and a woman to recognize their mistakes and try to do something about it. And try to do something about it. As we mentioned the example before. You drive in a car and you hear some noises that's not the noise of the car. What do? You want to check it out. You want to check it out. If you're a mechanic, if not, you take it to those who know. Says, look, I was driving on the highway. I just heard this. I just seen some smoke coming from the engine. Nobody in his right mind who care about his ride, and he knows that ride, that car is so important for him because it take him to the masjid, take him to work, take him to doctor appointments, take him to places. He won't just ignore those things. No, he wants, because he knows if he broke, he knows he's stuck. Well, likewise, Yahwan, we think like this. If you doing something that is not right, or your spouse doing something, or anybody that live in the household of yours, well, that's an indication that you have to do something about it. Don't let it drag. Don't sweep it under the rug like they say. What goes around, comes around. You ignore things and it comes at you. No, face it, but with hikmah, with wisdom. If you're not ready now at this present moment, go get some fresh air. People, they do this. Some people get them a cup of tea, some a cup of coffee. Some they go down in the basement and work it out. Some they go for a run, for a walk. Some they go to read some Quran. Make wudu and pray a couple rak'ah. See? Now when you calm down, what do you do now? Now you can talk about it. And before even you talk to your spouse or her talking to you, go on and do some researches. Huh? Whatever you're going to talk about, it has to be linked to what's pleasing to Allah. You see? It has to be linked to what's pleasing to Allah. And if you made the right choice and married that woman that fears Allah, and if you are married to the man that fears Allah, keep in mind, you marry a man who fears Allah, he's upon sunnah, the way of the salaf, but he's still a human being. He's going to make mistakes. But what is the importance of being upon the sunnah? What is the importance of being obedient to Allah? That when you make a mistake, you turn back. That when somebody comes to you and approach you and say, you know this and this is wrong, yes, jazakallah khair, I was wrong. Some people, subhanAllah, you can't even have a conversation. How problems gonna be solved if you can even sit down and talk about them? See? That's another point we're gonna talk about too, by itself, in detail. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve and protect our families.
Ameen.
And to aid us and help us to be the best husbands for our wives.
Ameen.
And to be the best fathers for our children.
Ameen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us or protect and preserve and rectify our spouses and our children.
Ameen.
طيب. نعم أيها المسلمون إن معرفة أسباب المعضلات الزوجية يؤدي بالعاقل إلى تجنبها ومناصحة إخوانه المسلمين لئلا يقعوا فيها. نعم. Why we have to learn this matter, marital discords, problems that took place between spouses? Why? Because anyone in his right mind, when you know the means that lead to fighting, ruin, chaos, discord, this and that, knowing these things, no doubt, will benefit the one who has a right mind, the one who's serious in that marriage. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about those who are serious. If some people have some evil motives in the marriage, that's between them and between Allah. Now we're talking about that man who went into the marriage and he's serious about it. He wants to build a family. Okay? And he knows he's responsible in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So when this person learns this thing, he's like, look, I've got to avoid these things. SubhanAllah, if some people are going through this, may Allah have mercy on them. SubhanAllah, you don't want to learn a lesson, man, and after you lose everything. No, you learn from the mistakes of others. No? Learn from the mistakes of others. A path that leads certain people to ruin, destruction, stop, make a U-turn, man. Find another path. That path doesn't lead you to good. Some people rest in front of you. They went down the ditch. Why you want to try? You see? You don't want to try. It's not worth to try. Likewise, people, they, when it comes to finding solutions to their problems, any problem, they leave off what's the solutions that are guaranteed for them, rectification and islah. These are the solutions in this deen, the deen of Allah, in the Quran and the Sunnah. Because Allah tells us in the Quran, whatever matter you differ, as spouses, as partners, as neighbors, whatever, turn it to Allah and to the Messenger of Allah. Meaning turn it to the Book of Allah. The solution is in the Book of Allah. It is in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But why some of us look and don't find sometimes? Why? Why at that moment we can't find the solution from the Quran and the Sunnah? Because that tell you and tell me my level of knowledge, where I'm at, where I stand. Same way, you're not a mechanic. I give this example again. You're not a mechanic, but you know something wrong because there's a big noise and smoke and the leak, but you have no clue what to do. How are you going to fix it? You don't know. You don't even know what parts it's smoking because of what. I don't know. If it's the engine or transmission, the leak coming from where? You don't know. All you see, there is a problem. What you do, that's why you take it to those who know. Likewise, we take it to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, when you know these problems and what leads to them, you'll be able to present an advice, I know, to your Muslim brothers so that they may not fall into it. Because you may see it an indication, You may be your son, your brother, maybe somebody you know, your friend, close friend. You may see them doing a certain thing and say, "Akhi, be careful. What you're doing right now is going to have not only an impact on your life, but on your family as well. I've seen it happen before." Okay, so be careful, Akhi. Leave this path, leave these ways, leave this attitude. Change the way you talk, change the way you do things. Your habits, Akhi, how, subhanAllah. You're a married man and have children? 12 o'clock, you're still in a coffee shop? What you doing, man? Who's talking to your children? Who's spending time with them? You see? Oh no, these are my friends. These are your friends. Okay, your friends after Asr, alhamdulillah, no problem. After Dhuhr, half an hour. Man, midnight, you're still talking in the street. Those children, who's talking to them? See, these are the things that lead to problems. You think some women just complain just like that because they want to complain? No, the man ignoring her, ignoring the family. He just come home whenever he wants. La ya akhi, you're a man now. The woman, she has a right over you. She wants herself that you come home and ask her how she was that day. How you doing? Are you okay? That means a lot to her. A lot. The same way you expect her whenever you come, she free herself, whatever she's doing, she put everything on hold and come to you, take your shoes off. How you doing, honey? How is your day? Don't worry now, you're home, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, don't worry. Leave the stuff out now, you're home, mashallah. Children, come here. Give her to your father. Say how I love you, you see? And she cook a nice, same thing, you want to come and tell her the same thing. How you doing today? Alhamdulillah, you see? نعم, so we advise one another so that we don't fall into. كذلك تدخل الأقارب في شؤون الزوجين. And from the things that lead to problems too. Sometimes people have problems. This is because of why. Here is the reason. تدخل الأقارب في شؤون الزوجين. وهذا مخالف لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. One of the problem, one of the means that leads to the problems, min al-asbab, you find the family members get involved in the marriage. Mm. They get involved with something that they have no business to be involved with. In our term, they put their nose where it doesn't belong. Constantly putting words in her ear. Her family was spitting to her. They don't treat you this. What kind of furniture is this? They don't say, look, be careful. Be patient. Alhamdulillah, you have more than so many others. It's not about furniture. Alhamdulillah, he's righteous. Huh? He's upon Islam. He's upon the Sunnah. He's teaching you. He's teaching the children. That's his priority, is that you stay on the path that leads to the Jannah. You know? And you find families whispering here, whispering there, whispering there. And his family too whisper to him. And this is in reality, is in opposition to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, from the things that indicates one's Islam getting better, that Islam's one's Islam better, that person leave off matters that do not concern him. Don't be nosy. Just want to talk about everything. No. You say, I don't. Somebody come to you, just want to talk, you don't get involved. What happened, Akhi? And you start asking a question, investigating. Nah. If a person come to you and says, look, ma'am, I'm going through some things in the house, and can I talk to you? Then, if you are able, because he's not coming to talk to you because he just want to talk. It may be some people like that too, but that's not a good. But if this person, when a person come to me and say, look, Akhi, wallahi, I want to talk to you. Then I see if I am qualified to deal with his matters and be able to help him, then I can listen. If I know myself, I'm not qualified to deal with his problems, so why be nosy and listen? Why? Same thing. I'm no doctor, and this man is coming to me and said, look, man, some other doctor, we didn't trust him, and he said that we're going to bring our son to, for what? And they're like, oh, no. No, I said, hey, I'm not, who told you I'm a doctor? I'm not a doctor. So you can't talk to me. I'm not going to give you no advice because I'm not a doctor, man. You go to the doctor. Same ways. Now you find family members getting involved. And they think they're doing good. Huh? They think, some of them think like, man, this is our girl. We're going to stand behind her. Now you and the girl stand behind the Quran and the Sunnah. That's it. That's what you're going to do. All of you stand and take this stand. That look, always advise them to fear Allah, to be obedient, to apply the commands of Allah and the commands of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala naha an al-tahassus wa al-tajassus. And Allah forbade us from spying and investigating, and it is another word close to investigating. What is it?
Instigate.
Aina. What is that, Abdurrahim? Okay, mashallah.
Instigate is when you're deliberately causing a problem between two people.
Ahsant, see? Because those investigations lead to what? To instigation. Aina. Nobody asks you to do that. Leave it. Give them. Make dua for them. So this stuff is spying, trying to know what's going on. No, it's no good. Leave this stuff alone. وكذلك من الجهل والحمق أن يشتكي أحد الزوجين لأقاربه ما يلقى من الآخر. لماذا؟ لأن توسيع دائرة الشقاق وإدخال مجموعة من المحاربين في الساحة يزيد الأمر سوءا وتعقيدا. And also, only ignorant people will do this foolish act, which getting those who will bring them no benefit involved in the matters. You're right or wrong? That's not hikmah, that's not wisdom, that's foolishness. To talk to someone knowing that he cannot help you. Can you somebody want to move a piece of furniture? It's heavy, right? Heavy. He's the father, he's in the house. Try to move it, nothing. Here's his son crawling, a baby, 6 months. Abdullah, give me a hand. Come on. What do you think now? You tell me, what do you think about his father? Huh? It's wrong, right? Why it's wrong? Huh?
Because another person is supposed to help
him. Ahsant. Very good. How old are you?
6 years
old. Well, you're walking now, right? He knows, he said, it's wrong for that father to ask that baby why. He said, because he needs to get another person. Exactly, get another person. How do you know, subhanAllah? Some man, he knows the level of his father or his mother and his cousins. He knows they are not on a level to deal with these matters. He still sends them all text messages, what's going on between him and his wife. You think that's going to bring some good? It's going to bring bad things. It's going to make it worse. The Shaykh, subhanAllah, he mentioned, he says, bringing people like this, they're going to be fighting each other. And that's what happened. You get the families involved. Now only we have only stuck with one man and woman. Now her mother fighting with her his mother. His father, maybe they are in the same community in the masjid, don't even talk to each other in the masjid. Her brothers and his brothers, I don't know, they fighting and they talk. SubhanAllah, we start with two people that we, if those people, they want to rectify the matters, yes, they can. But since they're doing it the wrong way, now they're making it what? They're expanding it. And sometimes talking, subhanAllah, these matters, you have to have patience. Likewise, if somebody is serious about the marriage, you should know that you married a woman. And she's not going to be always nice. One day she's going to say something you don't like. Just like that. Don't you ever try to find out why. You still don't know why. It's obvious. You married two women. Hey, no. You may go to work, alhamdulillah, she packed your lunch, she gave you a nice hug and this, and make a lot of dua for you, may Allah protect you, and she send you like 3 text messages. Then when you come back home from work, she's another woman. What happened now? She's another woman, meaning like she's the same. You know what I mean? It was another woman, right? Meaning she's acting different way. What happened? Two things. What's number one? What we need to do? What we learned before? If you come and see if your wife giving you hard time, or your riding beast, or your car start giving you hard time, what is the first thing should you come in your mind? Abdullah, Muhammad. Ahsant. See what did you do wrong that day? See what you did wrong that day. Did you do anything wrong that day? That's what caused, because that's what caused that problem. Before even you talk to your wife, just go and sit and say, what did you do wrong? Whatever you find that you did wrong, ask Allah for forgiveness, and then inshallah, the marriage will be good inshallah. And keep problems between you, husband and wife, whatever happened between you, keep it between you. Unless if you cannot handle it, then we're going to talk about that. Don't talk about your marriage in front of others. And don't talk about your marriage to others, whether by phone, texting, face-to-face, Twitter, whatever. Even though I don't even know what Twitter is. I just heard it. I still don't know what it is, how it works, Allahu A'lam. Is it, what is it? An email? I don't know.
Twitter is just where people post either snippets of videos or, say, for instance, there's a class. There's something that stood out. You can take a paragraph and post and send it to whoever.
Okay.
So it's a way of...
Like highlights.
Yes, a way of communicating highlights.
Highlights. Okay, I got you. Jazakallah khair. So they just take a little bit and send it here and there.
Yes.
Okay, but it could be bad things too. There's gossip, right?
It's
anything.
It's technology. It's good and
whatever.
Bad.
Ahsant. Okay, that's Twitter. All right. Inshallah. So it's very important, ya Akhwan. Wait. Sometimes you find, this is mistakes, because we deal with these issues. Sometimes you find a brother and his wife, they went through it, he went to work, came back, mashallah, then she sent him a text message, he sent her a text message, she sent him another text message, whatever the case, alhamdulillah, now they good. Okay, now after work, on his way for Asr, he stopped somewhere and gave her a nice gift, some chocolate she likes, whatever. And he's so happy, alhamdulillah, things are going good. He came for Asr. After Asr, a brother approached him. Akhi, what's going on in your household? He's like, what? What do you mean? Your wife called my wife, she's complaining about you, Akhi. Taqillah, fir Allah. See, no, what are you going to do with that gift now? See, now everything is gone. Why? Because his wife, she picked up the phone and called the other sister and complained. Look, he's coming with all of this idea, alhamdulillah. He wanted to get a gift and come to apologize. That's going to ignite the problem from all over again. Keep whatever happened between you together. فالواجب علينا أن نحتفظ بأسرارنا ونحل مشاكل بأنفسنا. نعم, that's what is the first step. Keep the secrets between you. Nobody should know. And problems, everybody have some. There is no marriage that is problem free. Just keep that in mind. If you're going through some problems, other people are going through problems too. Just you expose yourself and other people don't. That's the difference. A brother comes to the masjid and with a smile face, you don't even know what happened to him in his house. Likewise at work, brother mashallah going through a lot of hardship at work, I don't know, with everybody. But then when he comes to the masjid, he's like, man, this is my brothers. I can't bring this attitude to them. What am I going to bring? Whatever is I'm going through in my life, these brothers here in the masjid, they have nothing to do with it. So I have to treat them with dignity. I'm treating them with respect. I'm going to be the same person they met me the first day. You see? Now people don't know these things. Because he's met with his wife, he brings that stuff, the attitude to the masjid. Salaam alaikum. Alaikum salaam. He's mad. with everybody. He go to work, slamming door. Akhi, you're married to one woman. And you have problem only with her. So once you leave the house, say, look, this problem is going to stay in the house. I'll deal with it when I come back. But when you go out to work, you're a worker now. You're not a husband. So you work for somebody. You work amongst people. That's not their problem that you give matter to. Stand in the row, people says, Akhi, your food. Don't talk to me. Give him attitude because you're mad, you're going through something. No. This is very important for us. This is tarbiyah, skills that we learn from our noble scholars, alhamdulillah. Likewise, if you have issue at work, don't take it home. Your wife, why? Why she has to pay the price? If you really, somebody give you a hard time, oh no, why you're driving? Leave it there. Leave it on the road, man. Leave it on 285 East. Don't bring it to you to your driveway and to your living room. No. Take some time. If you're still mad and angry, somebody cut you in or whatever, and you're still feeling it, stay in the block, way up in the block before you get home. Stay for 5-10 minutes until you call off. Do adhkar. Read Ayatul Kursi. Read some Quran. Ask Allah to help you. So once you're ready to get, because once you step, you put one foot in your household, that's you're responsible. You're a husband and you're a father. And you have to treat them with respect. They have nothing to do with what happened to you on the highway. They have nothing to do with that ticket you just get from that officer who was nasty to you. They have nothing to do whatever your manager discriminate you or not. Later on, you may let your wife know these things, but in a nice way. Don't come with an attitude in the house. You see? And that's what's going to bring more love and harmony and joy and stability in the house. So we try our best to keep the problems between us, spouses, and try to find the problems. Okay? But if إذا تأزمت الأمور يدخل من يصلح لمن يفسد. But if things, you see the things is escalating, man, you and her. And by the way, this is a very important point. When we mention that, keep the issues between you and try to find the solution yourself, this is not just one part. The husband has to come with the solutions. Some men are like that. He has to find whatever he thinks is the solution, that's it. The woman, she may suggest something, he's like, no, it's not happening. No, you gotta listen to her. If she mentions something that is right, pleasing to Allah, humble yourself, brother. That's the real man. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he took advice from women. No. His wife come and talk to him, he says, Jazakallah khair. And he accepted. He accepted. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say, you're only a woman, go sit down. A'udhu billah, hasha. Prophet ﷺ, in very serious matters, they were going to make Umrah. And then the kuffar, they have the agreement with the Prophet ﷺ that no Umrah. They are in ihram. Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba, they are in a state of ihram. And you know, when you're in a state of ihram, you cannot come on Umrah until you shave your head and do the Umrah. But the Prophet ﷺ agreed. And there is a lot of khair in the agreement with the kuffar, Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. And from that they should turn back to Medina, no Umrah this year, next year. Sahaba, they find it very hard. From the Umar radiallahu anhu. He even came to the Prophet and said, O Messenger of Allah, why we have to do this? Why have to accept this stipulation? Aren't we upon the haqq and they are upon batil? You see? It's very important. But the Prophet ﷺ came back, he went back, and one of his wives, she said to him, O Messenger of Allah, these are your companions. They just do what you do. Do whatever you're going to do, and they will follow you. That's what the Prophet ﷺ did. He went and asked, bring the barber, and he, the halaq, he shaved his head, people, they start shaving, alhamdulillah, you see? Likewise, it's very important. Both, you sit down, be ready to sit down. No arguing, no fighting. Have a conversation, not an argument. There's a big difference between a conversation and an argument. Right or wrong? A man is slamming things and he's mad and yelling and he's like, I can't even have a conversation with my wife. You gotta learn what the conversation is, brother. That's not a conversation. What's the conversation? Somebody know?
Two people. Two people talking, not raising their voice. Listen to each other.
Ahsant. Not talking at the same time. No, conversation, as Hassan says, yes, I agree with him. Two people, they calm, not raising their voices. When one is talking, the other one is what?
Listening.
And that's from the adab of Islam. When you talk to somebody, you look at them in the face. Now, this is not a conversation. The wife, she's talking, and she's here, right? She's here. She's talking. He's like, oh, I kept talking. Now he's checking his text message on the phone and he gave her his back. Is this a conversation for real? It's not a conversation. And now, as we must, this is only what a conversation. What the Muslim conversation should be. This is a conversation. A man talking to his wife. When he speaks, she listens. When she speaks, he listens. If he agree, alhamdulillah. What about a husband and a wife? Now they Muslims. What's their conversation? The same things, or there is some ingredients that should be added in there? Huh? A lot of whole of ingredients. Such what? As what? Ukasha. Such. How a wife should talk to her husband in Islam, you know? Ahsan, gently. You're 7 or 6? 8 already? Last time you told me you were 7. Okay, 8. Look, 8 years old. He says the wife, when she talks to her husband, she should talk to him what? Gently. I'm going to make you repeat it, brothers. All of you at once. Gently. Gently. Subhanallah. Women, listen. And advice from an 8 years old. Amen. Gently. What else? Who wants to add something? Naam, akhi. Respectfully. Huh? Respectfully. Naam, with respect. What else? Naam.
They should also be nice and kind.
Be nice and kind. Naam. What else?
Smile, not like rolling your eyes.
Ahsant. Smile, cheerful face. Some people, they have brows in their eyes. That whatever they say with their tongue doesn't agree with the expressions of their face. You see, that's so now the opponent or the other person looking at them, he's not even interested, not the opponent, okay? That was a heavy word. Zakallah khair, you caught that one, Abdullah. I like that. You get a book. Alhamdulillah. Who's going to give him the book? Me, I just say there is a book. Alhamdulillah, you have one. Now, yes, that's subhanAllah. These are sometimes the little things make a big problem if we don't pay attention to them. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he was the best of mankind. So nice and kind, and we have to pay attention to these details. None. A man, he's talking normal, he's not yelling, he's not cursing, no foul language, but his expressions on his face and gestures, they're not right. Like this. You know, doing like, I don't know, the eyebrows and the eyebrows that like say, he's like, sometimes a woman is talking to her husband, or he is talking to her, and one of them is like this. Okay, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. This is a problem. This is disrespect. She's telling him, look man, I'm just here because I'm listening, because you want me to listen. Because I know you, if I don't listen to you, this is not good. Now you have to make the person feel like you're interested in what they say. I know. You're interested. That's why we say, if you're not ready, don't do it. Don't start something you're not ready. Alright? You're not ready, say, give me some time. Why can't you talk right now? I'm not ready. All right, we want this conversation to be productive. And the only way, I have to be ready. All right? Because if I'm not ready inside, I may say something that I would apologize later on. And, you know, sometimes apologies are not enough. Not be enough. Okay? But sometimes, look, sometimes the husband and the wife, they might not be able to handle certain issues on their own. So now, yes, they can go seek for help. But from who? From those who will benefit them, not those who will make it worse for them. See, that's the difference. You don't reach out to anybody. Okay? Some people, they just want to get it out of their chest. You know? So why you want to get it out of your chest and put it in the ears of 300 people? Why? Why you want to get it out of your chest, which is safe, nobody know about it, and put it on Twitter? And tweet it. Why? You know what I'm thinking about? Put it on the internet. Send a text message, you put it on all those media, and you don't know what's in it. Nah, leave it in your chest. It's safe in there. As they say, sirruka asiruka. فَإِنْ بُحْتَ بِهِ سِرْتَ أَسِيرًا لَهُ. Your secret is your prisoner. Is your prisoner. If you give it out to the people, you become its prisoner. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Leave it. It's okay. Leave it with you. Talk to those that they can help you. أما أن يكون من أمر إلا وهو دائر في كل بيت وتدور الغيبة والنميمة على كل لسان فهذا منكر يهدم البيوت. As for the woman, she just talked to anybody come her way. She, whenever she has an issue with her husband, she go to her room or downstairs, outstairs, I don't know what, and start texting, and everybody's involved, her family, her sisters. Worse if she put it on Facebook, which is another account that I have not much, except from things that I heard from the people, that of course can be used for good and bad, right? Facebook, but there is a lot of bad and evil in it though. Alright, so be careful. Why? Because now this will bring ghaib and amima. People start talking and backbiting with no right. They didn't even know what happened. They don't know. And they start taking sides. Those who hate your husband, they're going to take a side against him. They don't have no clue if he's right or wrong. They're not qualified. They're just going to look at him in a masjid, funny. They start talking, oh, the billah, this. You see? He may even get fired. Maybe your husband works for somebody who doesn't have hikmah, and maybe somebody who his daughter just went through a lot of problems, and then he, subhanAllah, I don't know, you talk to your father, he talk to him, he's like, oh yeah, he did that to your daughter? He's fired, he can work for me. Now you got problem, more problems. Ghaiba, namima, backbiting, slandering, this is evil. See, it brings a lot of evil when you involve the people, when you involve the wrong people. Yes, you can involve people, but you got to be careful. Involve the same way. You're sick, you don't come and talk to everybody in your family. No, you know what to do. You take a trip to the doctor. You talk to them after. After you tell them, oh, this is what the doctor tell me and stuff. Oh, yeah, the doctor said that? Okay, that's good. That's it. But if you talk to them, can you imagine, just try this. You, no obligation. Before you go to the doctor, call certain people. They will give you a lot of prescriptions. Please, don't take them. But if you go to the doctor already and tell them, oh, yeah, I was at the doctor, what did he give you? Say, yeah, that will work. It will work. You see? But if you don't, man, they be telling you, do this. No, don't take that. And mix this. Same thing in your marriage. Turn the affairs and talk to somebody who knows. Somebody who's qualified. Now. وكذلك عباد الله من بواعث المشكلات الأسرية ومسبباتها النظرة القاصرة للحياة الزوجية وعدم الإدراك الصحيح لمقاصد النكاح الشرعية السامية التي من أهمها أولا حصول الإعفاف للزوجين، ثانيا السكن الفطري لبعضهما، ثالثا إقامة البيت المسلم، رابعا التعاون على البر والتقوى، خامسا تربية الذرية الصالحة التي تعبد الله وتطيعه. Now one of the means also that brings problems and chaos and ruin and fighting and discord and subhanAllah and misery to the household, one of the things that contribute in the problems between spouses, that the husband and the wife, maybe both, or at least if one of them, they have no clue what marriage is, what is the objects of marriage, what is the hikmah, what is the wisdom behind marriage, what marriage help. Marriage, subhanAllah, it is legislated for good reasons. But a man and a woman, they just get moved together, they have no clue what this marriage has to offer. Marriage in Islam offer a lot. A man doesn't marry a woman because she has a good job and she pays 50-50 the bills. This is not why a man marry a woman in Islam. If it's done somewhere else, no, we're talking about Islam. He don't marry a woman that he's, because some people they do that, they choose a woman that has a job. And he tell her how much you make. According to whatever she make, then she may pay 50 or 60 or 40 or 30 of every bill of any color. He will sit on a table and he will put all, lay out all the bills. It's the rent, $900. You got four, I got five, okay? Because I'm the man. Yeah, right. 60% man, that's it? All right, that's what he has to pay for it? You got to be 100% man. All right, here is the bill. Here is the food. Look, I will cover only this. If you want shrimps, it's on you. Because you have a job. SubhanAllah. No ice cream. Only on Eid. It's not what marriage is legislated in Islam. No. So when the man and the woman, both or one of them, doesn't know the beautiful things that Islam brings and why a Muslim man and a Muslim woman are married, they will give up easy. Because they don't know the goals, they don't know the gems and the jewels and how precious this marriage is to hold on to it. You see, it's like someone who's holding to a paycheck, you know? He's a paycheck, he's holding to it tight. But a newspaper, man, can't go. He can lost the newspaper. If somebody said to him, hey, the newspaper you have earlier, what happened to it? The man, he's not going to say, newspaper. Oh, subhanAllah, where is it? I lost the newspaper. He's going to say to the man, "Akhi, chill, man, calm down. Why are you, that's only newspaper. And let me tell you a secret. That was 3 weeks ago, old anyway, so don't worry about it. But what if a man said to him, "Akhi, we were sitting over there, it looks like you have a paycheck in your hand. What is it?" Now he's panicking, right? Now he's concerned, serious. "You're right, huh? There was a paycheck. What is it? What was the last? We were in Dunkin' Donuts." He's going to make a U-turn, right or wrong? Make a U-turn, go there, try to find it, because it's important. Likewise, Akhi, if you know the objectives of marriage, you're going to take it seriously. And any obstacle come to you, you're going to try to what?
Avoid it.
To avoid it. What if you're going to avoid it? You're going to go through it. Even if you get hurt a little bit, right or wrong. You cannot avoid all obstacles, can you?
No.
Some obstacles you try. Some bushes you just go around them. Some bushes you have to do what? Go through them. You got scratched. I said, I got to make it the other side. Because it's important for you. Likewise, some little things happen, mashallah, but some things, yes, it hurt your feeling. So what? Are you serious about your family or not? If any man's feeling got hurt and he quit, I don't know who's going to be married. I don't know if we're going to have any marriages out there. Whenever a woman that the man, her husband, She makes this as an excuse that, why are you asking for khula? Why are you gone? Why? Why he talk to me? I don't think any woman can stay married illa man rahim Allah, except for those Allah has mercy. Now you got to go through these problems, through these issues. Yes, it hurts your feeling. It puts some wounds, I don't know where, but you got to say, look, I got a job. I'm in it for these reasons. What are they? You remember, I was counting when I was talking Arabic. Here's number one. حصول الإعفاف للزوجين. That keep you from zina. I know, especially young man, I don't know where he lives, surrounded by temptations. All right? If he's not married, he got a problem. Now you be patient. I can't handle that. Because he cannot handle the shahawat. Huh? Number two, a second al-fitri. If you really keep the objectives of marriage, is that you will find rest. None. You come, you have troubles at work while you're driving. In the marketplace, people giving you a hard time. But when you come home, that home should be a place of rest. That's why Allah says, He created for you mates from yourselves that you may find rest in them, not with them, in them. Now, that's what the women, they have to make things easy for their husbands. And number three, iqamatul bayt al-muslim. That's how you establish a Muslim home and a family. One parent can't do it, man. Some men, they have to really look at these matters. That's what keeps some men, they just run away from their families because they can't take the attitude of his wife. Because he don't know. You're not there for the attitude, man. You're there to establish a family that's going to help the community. And you're going to keep that family together. Okay, now you're driving. If you're driving on a highway, just because your wife said something that you don't like, you open the door and kick her out? Or you be patient because you're on a highway? Because you're trying to... Because once you get there, they're going to ask you, where is our daughter? Yeah, she said something, man, over there, back in that... And I opened the door and I said, you are okay, you run your mouth, get out of here. They're going to cheer for you? They're going to say, what's wrong with you, man? I thought we married our daughter to a sound and sane man. No, you don't do that. Same thing. We are on a journey, man, towards the hereafter. Now, you got to make sure that you be patient and keep that woman upon the right path. If you give up on her and kick her to the curb, what's going to happen to her? Are we men? Do we think about these things or not? We don't think. And the children too. Number four, at-ta'awun al-birri wa-taqwa. That's what marriage is about. You marry a woman, say, look, I'm going to help her on birr, on good, on righteousness. Her too. If she knows that one of her main goals, her main responsibility and objectives of marriage, that she help, she makes sure to be a factor and to assist and aid to her best ability her husband to stay righteous upon the path. If she's serious about this, he won't care about what he said to her. No, she's going to address it. She's not going to sweep it, but because she's into the marriage for objectives that are way beyond what's in it for her. Some people, they just look at it this way, from that little window, what's in it for me? What's in it for the children? That doesn't come in your mind? What's in it for the community? What's in it for her? What's in it for her family? Especially that you're the Muslim and she's the only Muslim and her parents are non-Muslims. You treat her nicely and kindly and patient, even though they know their daughter have a big mouth and this and that, and they know she's going to give you a hard time, but you're patient. They're like, why are you doing all this? Islam. They may be a way for them to accept Islam or at least respect Islam. Or you may be, alhamdulillah, Muslim, and she's a Muslim too, her family are Muslims, but you're upon Sunnah, you're upon the way of the Salaf, Salafiyya. They are upon something else, some Sufiyya, some Masakin, they just don't know. They see how you treat their... Because they have another daughter, they're married to somebody who's in the same minhaj, he's treating her trash. She always come with bruises, and he don't But the other one, subhanAllah, is having fun, good time. They're like, why? Aren't you Muslim? And he's Muslim. He says, because I'm applying. Look, whenever she brings me, your daughter, she tell me, قال الله, I says, Jazakallah khair, and I kiss her head. And I make dua for you. That may open the door for them too. It's like, look, why have to be serious too? We got to take these matters to the Book of Allah too. تعاون على البر والتقوى. Number five, marriage is not just about you and your desires, man. It's about raising children. Raising righteous children. Children that obey Allah. Children that know Allah. Have knowledge of their Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and worship Him. فإذا استحضر الزوجان هذه المعاني فلم يلتفت إلى القشور أو القصور ولو حصل خطأ دنيوي قدراه قدره وتذكر قول الله عز وجل ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم حتى ولو كان نقصا في أحد الزوجين فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يفرق مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر كما صحيح مسلم. If both husband and wife, they know these objectives, these main objectives of marriage, they understood their meanings, and they sincere and willing to fulfill these things, they won't pay attention to what he said about me. It's okay, he said it, alhamdulillah, but look, for these things, I let him ride, like we say. I let him ride. It's okay. That's our marriage is beyond what, you know, superficial things, statement. I know he's going to apologize after he comes back from Asr. You see? Even if somebody from a family says, he just look at you like that, talk to you like that, and now what are you going to do? She don't pay them no mind. She know her husband. She knows he's going to go pray Asr, come back with a little gift. Or maybe even before he returned, he already going to send her a text message, I'm sorry. You know, you're married to me, you know. You know me, I got a lot of issues, a lot of problems. And he sent her a nice text message. Alhamdulillah, you see? But if she listened to her grandmother, if she sent a text message to the wrong person, you think all people out there, they're going to say, hey, that's your husband, sister. You're not talking about somebody else. Be patient. He's a man. You know, you're not married to a great alim sheikh. You know his level of knowledge. You struggle, he's struggling as you are struggling. Be patient, inshallah. Make dua for him. Once you go, read some Quran. Once you pray, and in your sujood, make dua that Allah change him. You know, I never know. These are the good things we need. And she make dua, and then as soon as she praying, maybe her phone is like trin, and text messages. Who? Her husband. Say, I'm sorry, I love you, you know. Please don't mind the way I talk sometimes. It's just me. I'm working on it. I know it's not good. That attitude is most definitely no good. Alhamdulillah, I'm working on it. Jazakallah khairan for helping me and this and this. But if she sends a text message to the wrong people, you're not the only one going this street. We gotta do something about this man. He said, we're gonna do something about this man. What are you gonna do? Huh? We gotta do something about this man. You know what? Wait until Sunday. We get together in my house. Other sisters too that come in. We're gonna do something about this man. And, you know, what will that? You wanna do, or it's already been done? It's done. It's in the Quran and the Sunnah. Now you wanna do something. Well, what could anything you might think about it? You think it's going to be better than all what Allah has legislated? Never. So we don't even have to sit there, oh, let's see what we can do. Just say to one another, let's look in the Quran and the Sunnah. Let's try to find what is the solution for us. Same way, if you don't mind me, let's go back to the car. If you have a problem, an issue, and now you find the part, where you go get the part from? Store part, man. I'm not doing no advertisement for anyone. Okay, store part. Where do you go to the Walmart kitchen section trying to look for some muffler? You go there. Go to all Walmarts in the area. You're not going to find a muffler in a kitchen area. what do you call it, the kitchen or family or something? Appliance. You just can't. You want a muffler for your car, you have to go to the auto parts and you have to give them the right what? The right model with what? With the right what? Year and the make. Then they will give you the right part. Same thing. You gotta take our disputes and our differences to the source, to the Quran and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And just making it to the store doesn't qualify you to know what part it is. Some mufflers look the same. Until you bring it and it doesn't fit. Now you got a problem. You get frustrated. It's the same. Why is not fitting? They cheated me. No. You're not qualified to pick. Likewise, some people, they're not qualified to go to the Quran. When we say take it to the Quran, it means that the solution is in the Quran and Sunnah. This doesn't mean every man of Quran. That's it. Got it. No. Qualified people, they're the ones that look at the Quran and take from it what applies in your situation. You know? It's very important for us. And remember, Yahi, your relationship shouldn't be around the dunya. The more he brings to the house, he's a right man. Nah. Look at his actions, his akhlaq, his manners, his ibadah. That's what tell you about your husband. Not how much money he gets. Furnitures, more food, taking you out. No, his ibadah, his tahajjud, his fasting, his sadaqah, his akhlaq, how he treats his mother, his father, how he treats the neighbors. You don't hear no bad from the community. Alhamdulillah, that's a good husband. Even if he's, mashallah, has a job, pay the bills, you're going through some struggle, guess what? You're in a dunya. That's what a dunya is about, is a struggle. Now, evaluate him and his progress, his goodness, through his obedience to Allah. And never forget that this man, doesn't matter, he might talk to you in this way or this, he must have done some good for you. You're going to forget all the good because of one mistake? Same thing for the man. And that's the more, this is what it's about. Complete one another. You see the other point? Help one another up on birr. If you see deficiencies in her, try to fix it. Help her. Don't be sarcastic and make bad comments all day. This and that. That's not going to help. No, do something nicely, kindly. Choose the right words, the beautiful expressions, the right moment too. Mm-hmm. You know the best moment? If you really, this is something that it works. So you have issue with your wife, and she's mad at you, and it's normal, you know, she's a woman. Now you really want to talk to her, and you want to like give her some advice? Go start the dishes. Go to the dishes, or as you're doing the dishes, you know, if she's a good woman, she's going to see you doing the dishes, she's going to come with a nice smile on her face, right or wrong? She's like, subhanAllah, he's doing dishes. Or you're running the vacuum, or you're just spending some time with the baby that she was spending 7-8 hours. Some of us can't even handle a baby for 10 minutes. Now she's going to come and next to you with a smile because, subhanAllah, he's doing the dishes. And at that moment, you give a smile too. Okay, and then at that moment it's ready for you to talk nicely while you're doing dishes. Because even if she might not like it, she's like, look man, if I make him mad, he may stop the dishes. I'm going to just sit here and listen and give him a smile until he finishes those dishes, you know? Wallahu alam. So he's doing it, alhamdulillah. Oh, you know, by the way, you know, mashallah, alhamdulillah, things happen. You have to be, you know, have some skills, man. It's not just things happen only. Look, if you bring somebody to fix something, you will see it. So if a wall was brought to pieces, and you bring somebody and fix it, and then bring other people who don't know, they're like, subhanAllah, this wall was broken to pieces? Yeah. Who fixed it? This brother, subhanAllah, wallahi, you can even never tell, right or wrong. You'll never tell. We'll bring somebody else who don't know. Huh? You can tell. You're like, who messed up this? The man is sitting, Mr. It's like he's insulted now. Yeah, it's not a good job. It's not a good work. Likewise, if you have skills, and we have them in this deen of Allah, the way you talk to your wife, the way the wife talk to her husband, that problem is going to be resolved. It's like it never been there. Actually, wallahi, some problems, if they dealt with in the right way, they make even the relationship better. Make it even better. And it should. Because at least you know what you... If you find yourself in the same situation next time, you know what to do. You know what to do. And the Prophet ﷺ tells us, a man does not divorce his wife whenever he sees from her something he don't like or he dislike. No, if he see her from her a character that he dislike, she has to have a character that he likes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and make us a better spouses to one another. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.